In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today we will be talking about another topic in regard to the subject, the theme of this revival, that's about the fear of God, how God takes pleasure in those who fear Him. الرب يسر بخائفي. And in this topic we will today speak about God's expressed feelings. ربنا بيعبر عن مشاعره. And also we'll be talking about the Lord's sensitivity and understanding and caring for our feelings. How sensitive are we to His emotions? Many of us actually maybe try to avoid the wrath of God. I do not want to do this, lest God will be angry at me. Or I want to do something good because I'm expecting Him to reward me. But there is another dimension in dealing with Him, is the level of what He would feel, how God would see this. كتير مننا يتعامل مع ربنا إن هو إما أتحاشى غضب الله فأحاول إن أنا ما أغلطش لحسن ربنا يعاقبني. أو أنا بستنى منه مكافأة فبعمل حاجة كويسة عشان ربنا يكافئني. لكن الحقيقة في بعد تاني في التعامل مع الله هو بعد ربنا هيحس بيه. يا ترى ربنا هيشوف الأمر ده إزاي؟ We'll also be talking about in whom does the Lord delights. مين اللي بيسر قلب الله؟ وبعدين what happens to those in whom the Lord delights. بيحصل ايه لما ربنا يسر بإنسان أو بشعب أو بكنيسة. The first point we will be talking about today is that God expresses emotions. God is a spirit, and sometimes actually we feel like emotions is something that's fitting for us. Being weak, fallible, then we can grieve or be angry, we can rejoice or feel sad. But يا ترى ربنا, is God also expresses His emotions? الحقيقة ربنا made it known to us إن ربنا عبر عن مشاعره in many occasions. I am not here going to speak about the Lord Christ, where we also Him have compassion and get sad and sometimes maybe upset and also rejoices. But I'm going to speak even about God the Father, who spoke to us in clear terms about how He felt in regards to certain behaviors and actions that we did. ربنا في العهد القديم عبر عن مشاعره بأشكال كتير أوي. First, we hear God grieving because of evil. We hear this immediately before the flood in Genesis chapter 6. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. احنا عارفين ان ربنا, he is a spirit, he doesn't have a heart like man. But ربنا made it known to us that when we are doing evil, even the mere thoughts of evil make him to feel sorry or sorrow. ربنا here says ان هو حزن لانه صنع الانسان. بعد كده الناس الحساسة بس تاخد بالها منه. Sensitive people only understand what does it mean. It's exactly like a father who feels sorry when his son or his daughter is doing something that's not good. أب أو أم يحزن لما ابنه يكون بيعمل حاجة ما هيش صح. Not only God the Father actually, we heard about Him expressing grief and sorrow, but also God the Holy Spirit. We hear the command by Saint Paul to the Ephesians saying, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. لا تحزنوا الروح. معنى كده أن روح الله ده ممكن يحزن. The Spirit of God that is in us, we can grieve Him. We can make Him sad. ربنا برضو expressed another emotion that He expressed, that He got angry in many occasions. In this occasion, Solomon, the king of Israel, after he walked with God for many years, now he is standing before an altar for an idol, and he is offering incense to please his wives. ربنا هنا عبر عن مشاعر غضب لما شاف سليمان ملك إسرائيل الإنسان الحكيم اللي ربنا ظهر له مرتين واقف قدام تمثال وبيقدم بخور عشان يرضي زوجاته. We heard in Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, on the hill that is east of Jerusalem, and for Molech, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he did likewise for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and sacrificed to their gods. So the Lord became angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned from the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. يبقى another emotion, ربنا got angry at what Solomon did. طبعا, yeah, needless to say, how he expressed this anger when he entered his temple and he found that the people were defiling the temple by selling and trading and making the place a place of merchandise. Rabbina also expressed that he is a jealous God. إلهنا إله غيور. الإحساس بالغيرة ده إحساس إنساني تماما, يعني something that we feel it. إحنا حنا كمان we feel like, يعني it's something that's not right, إن إحنا we feel jealous, but it's natural. God himself also expressed that he is a jealous God. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses says about him, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. And also we hear that they provoked him to jealousy with foreign gods. With abomination, they provoked him to anger. We heard that we are the bride of the bridegroom. And God gave us this kind of metaphor in order for us to understand that we are his. And whenever we turn away from him, he has this feeling of jealousy. Where are you heading? Why are you going away from me? ربنا عبر عن مشاعر الغيرة ويقول عن نفسه كده أنا إله غيور. إحنا المفروض العروس اللي هي الكنيس وهو العريس. كل ما بناخد سكة بعيد عنه الله إحنا we are provoking him with jealousy. تروحين فين؟ ده أنتم مش لنفسكم, ده أنتم ليكم عريس سماوي المفروض أن هو اشتراكم بدم. Another emotion that God expressed also that he was afflicted with those who were afflicted, his children who suffer. يمكن ممكن نفهم ربنا مثلا يبقى angry أو يبقى grieving, لكن إزاي ربنا يتضايق؟ ربنا ممكن يتضايق. هو he said this in the book of Isaiah, in all their affliction he was afflicted and the angel of his presence saved them. في كل ضيقتهم تضايق وملاك حضرته نجاهم. Whenever we are going through hard time, whenever we are suffering, ربنا is not just watching us. He is feeling our pain and sharing us in this pain. ربنا بيتضايق مع أولاده اللي متضايقين والمضطهدين and whoever is suffering for a noble cause. And also God made it known that he takes pleasure and he delights in some of us. الله بيصر بخائفي. God actually is delighted, his heart rejoices in those who fear him. الإنسان اللي بيخاف ربنا بيفرح قلب الله. الحكاية دي ياريت نفكر فيها النهاردة, إن أنا لما بأمشي واتقي ربنا, ربنا بيفرح. And this is something that's important for me to know, that God delights in me. God rejoices in what I'm doing. The second point, how God is sensitive in understanding and caring of our emotions. Rabbina not only expressed his feelings and emotions and made it known to us, but he himself is very sensitive to how we feel. Let's go ahead and see some examples and see how our God is a sensitive God who cares so much about how we feel and what we think. أول مثال, we see it when Cain offered to God and God did not accept his sacrifice. God read the expression on his face. Cain didn't say anything. He didn't have friends to go and convey to them that I am upset because God did not accept me. Maybe he didn't speak a word. But look here in the book of Genesis. God told him, why are you angry and why has your countenance fallen? ولماذا وقع وجهك؟ ربنا أرى وش كين. عارف لما واحد قالب وشه؟ اهو بالظبط كده. and ربنا أراه. God read his countenance. You don't look the same. And God here, look how sensitive he is, going after Cain and asking him. God could have said away with this guy. He didn't offer anything that's acceptable. I don't care much about him. Let him go wherever he wants to go. I only care about Abel. But God here wants to try to make peace with this man and try to bring him again to his senses. ربنا في حساسيته للمشاعر دي بيقرأ حتى وشوش الناس. لو احنا زعلانين منه او احنا يعني عندنا حاجة بنفكر فيها ومتضايقين منه, ربنا والريدس زي ما قرأ وش قايين, قال له لماذا وقع وجهك, مالك مقموص ليه, مالك كده يعني في ايه. In a second example, we hear that God not only can read the facial expression, he even can hear us when we sneer at his work. He said this to the priest in the book of Malachi. You also say, oh, what a weirdness, and you sneer at it, says the Lord of hosts. ترجمتها بالعربي, ربنا كان يقول للكهنة, انتم تأففتم علي. عارفين تأففتم يعني ايه؟ يعني داخل خارج يقول اوف. واحد بيشتغل مع ربنا او بيخدم ربنا بس متضايق, زهقان, عمال داخل خارج يشتكي, ايه وانا لازم اعمل كل حاجة لوحدي, الدنيا كلها على دماغي, وده مش فير. والقصص اياها. Even God is reading this and saying to the priest, why you say, oh what a weirdness, and you sneer at my work, why you do this? Rabbina is giving them a blessing by accepting them to work with him, and they sneer at his work. In another occasion, God here actually, he knows when we are displeased, like Jonah. And look at the example of Jonah. Jonah already, he did what God wants him to do. He went and he preached to the people, and the people started to repent. But God went after him, trying to heal his emotions and his feelings. And God said to him, is it right for you to be angry? يعني انت عندك حق تبقى زعلان يا يونان. Actually here God, if he only cares about the mission is done. Jonah did what he wants him to do. That's it. If you want to be upset, it's okay. God did not do this. He not only cared about the repentance of the Ninevites, he also cared about the feelings of Jonah. And when he is angry, God is coming after him and trying to see what's going on. Why are you upset? Is it right to be angry today? In the New Testament, we see how the Lord gently, he protected the woman caught in adultery. He avoided looking at her eyes so she wouldn't feel embarrassed. And in the same way, he restored also Saint Peter without telling him, why did you deny me? Why did you do this? Three times, even you cursed, you remember? He didn't do any of this. ربنا حتى في طريقة معالجته للخطاة زي المرأة اللي ممسكة في ذات الفعل أو هو بيرجع سان بيتر, he was very gentle with them. ما جابش كلام يجرحهم, and he was very cautious with what they felt. In the Old Testament also, God is giving us a lesson in being sensitive to other people's emotions. When Elijah was depressed, actually clinically he was depressed, he came out from the confrontation with the priests of Baal, and then he said, everything now, this is the end of me. I'm not going to work anymore. The queen is after me, and those people, they killed your people, O Lord. I do not want to work anymore. Let us read how God handled him. شوفوا إليا لما كان زعلان ومش عايز يشتغل ومكتئب, ربنا عمل معاه إيه. But he himself went a day's journey, this is Elijah, into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die. صلى ربنا ياخدني, very common prayer we are all aware of, and said, It is enough now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's. Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. The angel did not tell him, what are you talking about? Let us debate. Let me discuss it with you. Arise and eat. تبص إليه قوم وكل. مش هتكلم معك في حاجة. God here is handling Elijah with the utmost sensitivity. It's not time now to debate ولا to talk. This will be a burden on you. خليني بس كده أساعدك. قوم كل. وفعلا إليه قام وكل وشرب ونام. والملاك جاله تاني وقال له قوم وكل. ووكله وشربه تاني من غير ما يقول له أي حاجة. Look here how God is sensitive. How he restores his people, how he cares about them. He's giving us a lesson in being so sensitive around the emotions of others. Let us see how are we sensitive to him. إن الله يسر ولا ما يسرش يفرح ولا ما يفرحش. Do we care about this at all? Let us see كده sometimes what we do in return of his utmost love and care and sensitivity. Many times we forget to give thanks after we receive a blessing. The example of the 10 lepers. The Lord Jesus healed all of them. One person came back giving thanks. The Lord did not say, oh, it's okay. No, he asked, where are they? Why didn't come? We hear this story in Luke 17. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? ربنا هنا actually he took a notice. وربنا كده يعني was asking why none of them came, just only one person? How many times we receive from God favor and blessings and he grants us what we are asking for? How many times we forget even before the end of the day to stand before him and say thank you. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God. We do not accept that anyone would do this to us. If someone made me a favor or I made someone a favor, I expect that he say thank you. At least he acknowledged what I did. But God here sometimes, many times, حتى نحن نشكره أحيانا ننسى الحكاية دي خالص. Often we turn away his invitations. What else be more actually, يعني in a way blunt, than someone who is knocking on a door and we leave him outside? I'm sorry, this is actually the invitations for us to come and share the food on his table. We hear about the parable of the great sabr, مثل العشاء العظيم. And the master invited people to come and share. But they all with one accord began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come. كل الناس اللي اعتذروا ان هم ما يجوش في ذهنهم احنا ما عملناش حاجة. I have a good excuse. ايه يعني لما ما روحتش القداس النهاردة for no reason. انا عندي حاجة مهمة تاني كنت بعملها. What about the invitation? What about the one who invited us? في ذهنهم ما فيهاش حاجة. ايه اللي زعلوا يعني لما احنا ما جيناش؟ ايه اللي زعل ربنا ان احنا ما رحناش الكنيسة النهاردة وكان في قداس وكنا نايمين في البيت ما كانش عندنا حاجة. عايزين ننام النهاردة لحد. What about the feeling of this gracious and kind father who is inviting all of us to come and participate in this great banquet, partaking of his body and his blood? On many occasions, he knocks on our doors and we keep him outside. And maybe this is something we do it on a daily basis. How? What is prayer? Prayer is a response to the one who is knocking on the door. When we stand and pray, we are not taking initiative. We are just opening the door to him so we can talk with him. السيد المسيح قال ها أنا واقف على الباب وبقرأ بخبط، اللي يفتح لي هدخل عنده. هي إيه الصلاة؟ الصلاة هي فتح الباب للسيد اللي بيخبط. تخيلوا لو في واحد واقف على باب الكنيسة والواحد ده جاي بيقول أنا فلان افتحوا لي أنا عايز أتكلم معاكم، وإحنا قلنا له الحقيقة إحنا مش قادرين نيجي أو مش فاضيين دلوقتي أو عندنا نهضة مش هنقدر نفتح لك. الشخص ده في الآخر تقييمه كله على بعضه كده يساوي إيه؟ الحقيقة ولا حاجة. How many times we do this to him? How many times we turn him away? We do not open the door altogether. I am tired, I am exhausted, I don't have time. You know, O Lord, I cannot open the door for you to come in. I will take you in my way to work. I will just talk with, تعال معايا بص عشان ما تضيعش وقتي. I don't have time for you to come in. I will take you in my way to work. And we feel like it's okay. مش احنا صلينا له خلاص هو عايز ايه اكتر من كده. What about his feelings? احساس الله الاب اللي جاي بيدور عليك وبيدور عليا. The closed Bible, what does it say? We are telling him don't talk, we don't have time for you. الانجيل المقفول في البيت عبارة عن ايه؟ عبارة عن السيد اللي عايز يكلمني انا بقول له مش عايز اسمعك. Every closed Bible is just saying to him I don't have interest or time إن أنا to listen to you. إحنا في البروجكت في الصيف we help the الولاد to build the altars. How many altars are going to be kept up offering everyday prayers and thanksgiving? How many altars are going to be abandoned and this table maybe in few weeks or months we will turn them into something else? كل ده where is the feeling? Where is the care about what God thinks or how he feels? How many times have we shied away from witnessing to him or been the reason that his enemies rejoiced because we shamed his name openly? How many times this happened? I'll look على حاجة الحقيقة when we think about it, this is what happens sometimes in our weddings or our celebrations. God, we want you to be with us, to bless us in the church. But once we are from away from the church, please stay في الكنيسة. We cannot take with us where we are heading. You know, احنا عايزين ننبسط. God, you have no place in where we are. It is good that we saw you at the wedding. Thank you. We will call you tomorrow. If we think about it, this is something that's really heartbreaking. When your father attended with you the wedding or whatever celebration, and then you come and tell him, that's enough, stay here. How many times he stood waiting for us to witness for him? حد سألني about my faith or my practice or my church, and I felt like, let me gain the approval of the other person, even if I'm going to يعني, turn the whole subject away من إن أنا أشهد للمسيح. How many times we choose Barabbas instead of him? Not only the Jews did this once before. Every day we have many decisions where both of them, the Lord Christ and Barabbas, are presented before us. Many times we choose Barabbas and we tell him, don't be upset. ما تزعلش يا رب معلش. تعلش إزاي؟ ازاي ما زعلش؟ How come? If we look at the picture and imagine the feeling of the Lord Christ seeing those people that he healed their infirmities, he fed them, he taught them, and then they were all crying, let us, يعني, come, get us Barabbas. Something when we think about it, it's really heartbreaking. To be in this position or to think of him how he felt. يا ترى احنا لما بتحط قدامنا الاختيارات دي المسيح ولا باراباس بنختار مين؟ Let us go into بقى in whom does the Lord delight. ربنا بيسر بمين؟ If really we fear him we fear to break his heart. We are so careful ان ربنا ده ما نأذيش مشاعره لأن ربنا he cares so much, ربنا حساس جدا معانا, ليه إحنا نكسر مشاعره ونكسر قلبه. The Lord delights in those who are upright in heart and whose walk is blameless. الله بيسر بالإنسان اللي بيمشي معاه باستقامة. It said about Job this. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright and one who feared God and shunned evil. ربنا even he was telling to Satan, did you see my servant Job? No one is like him. You can see in the way God is speaking about Job that God is proud of him. I am proud of this man. He's such a good person. Even when he was tempted and tried, God still preserved him and rewarded him for what he lost. Allah يسر بالإنسان المستقيم القلب. His heart was always with God. Not only when things are going my way or going as it's pleasing, but also in difficult time. Allah فرح بأيوب قبل التجربة وأثناء التجربة. أيوب فضل باستقامة قلبه مع ربنا طول الوقت. ما مشيش شوية معاه وساعة الدي قال له بقول لك إيه بقى؟ أنا خلاص مش عايز أعرفك تاني. God also delights in those who have faith and put their trust in Him. St. Paul says to the Hebrews, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. لا يمكن إرضاء الله بدون إيمان. Which kind of faith? When we say that I cannot come anymore and worship God because I have to take care of myself and my family, in whom I'm putting my trust then? How can I say that this is something going to be pleasing to God? No way. And look at the people who trusted God. The example of Caleb. Caleb went to spy the promised land. He came from there. He saw like others, the giants. But he put his trust in God. عشان ربنا is accordingly said, Caleb and Joshua were the only two people who are going to inherit. ليه يا رب؟ Because they put their trust in me. لأنهم وثقوا في. قد إيه الإنسان اللي يقول له يا رب أنا همشي وراك وأعمل الصح بالخسارة. Even if I'm going to lose. قد إيه ده يفرح ربنا. لأنه بيوري إن الإنسان ده عنده إيمان وثقة في الله. This is something very pleasing. Something very delightful. That God sees people who still trust in Him more than they trust in their positions and their money. God also delights in those who fear and hope in His mercy. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him. This is the verse of our topic tonight. زي مين? Look at Abel. Habil al-Bar. Abel, he was working as a shepherd. If we ask him, Abel, why do you do this? Man, by then, was not given the permission to eat meat. So, whatever he is doing is not for a personal gain. Habil بيرعى غنم ليه? الغنم هياكلها لا مش هياكلها. الإنسان ما كانش بياكل لحمة by then. أمال بترعى غنم ليه? Because I am going to offer it for God as a sacrifice. He was the first consecrated person for the service in history. Abel, he consecrated himself عشان خطر يرضي ربنا. All of his work just to take care of the sheep and cattle in order for him to be able to offer the best of it for God. In this man, God delights. There are people like Abel. They work whatever they work. They go out and they come in. But in their mind, they have only one goal. To worship God and to honor His name. I have nothing else more important. I have no interest in anything but this. In Abel and people like him, people who fear God and hope in His mercy, God delights. God also delights in those with gentle and quiet spirits. الروح الوديع الهادئ اللي عند ربنا كثير الثمن. That's why he delighted in Saint Mary. He saw him better than all of the women who came on the earth. Why? What was special about her? Her quiet and simple and meek spirit. This is exactly what St. Peter instructed the women to observe in his first epistle. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. Allah بيصرب الإنسان الوديع الهادئ اللي من جوه الزينة بتاعته من جوه. وإحنا جايين الكنيسة, many people care how much they will look towards, يعني for before others. شكلي عامل إزاي والفستان اللي هلبسه ولا البدلة اللي هلبسها. God actually delights more in the inside, the inner man, الإنسان القلب الداخلي زي ما بيقول لنا سان بيتر. God also delights in those who serve and care for those in need. Not only He delights, He said that whatever you do it to them, you did it to me. Imagine كده, إن أنت لو رحت عطفت على إنسان فقير ولا ساعدت إنسان محتاج, you are doing this to him. As if like you are making him to be covered or to be satisfied. He made it very personal. Whenever you serve, it will come to me immediately. And in those people, God delights. The last point, طب يحصل إيه لما يصر ربنا يعني. Actually, maybe I thought to stop the topic هنا وأقول it's enough that God is delighted. عند ولاد ربنا, I am not pleasing God عشان to receive something from Him. أنا مش بسعد ربنا عشان ربنا يديني حاجة. I really want Him to be pleased with me, and this is enough. This is truly the emotions and the feelings of true sons and daughters. اللي هو إيه؟ It's very satisfying for me to know that God is pleased with me. إن ربنا فرحان بي وخلاص. And God is proud in what I am doing. I don't care what's going to happen afterward. أنا مش مستني منه إن هو يديني مكافأة لأن هو فرحان. This is the true feelings of the people who really cares, who really care. The people who really care about his feelings. إن مشاعر ربنا دي مهمة إن أنا أعتني بيها. إن ربنا ما كسرش قلبه, ما جرحوش وما زعلوش. But anyhow, God actually, he will never ever be indebted. He will never make him happy and pleased. And God, يعني just like let this go unrewarded. He accept the prayers and offerings and sacrifices. تخيل ابن بيفرح قلب أبوه. لما يروح الابن ده يكلم أبوه اللي يحصل, ابنه فرحان بي, الأب فرحان بي. I am delighted in him. Whatever he says, I will listen. This one in particular, no. This is very special son. This is a very special daughter. Whatever he or she says, I am listening carefully. Why? Because I am pleased with him. Allah, لما يصر بإنسان يسمع صلاته. God, when he is pleased, he delivers those who pleases him from the snares of the adversary. He reveals his secrets to them. زي أب كده بيشارك ولاده. Many times we wonder, what is God's will for me? يا ترى إرادة الله في حياتي فين؟ If you please him, God will reveal his secrets to you, because this will be a very personal relationship. If you deal with God as a loving father, you care about him, how he feels, he will reveal himself. If you deal with him as a boss, as a director, as a person who gives, this is different, يعني dimension in the relationship. المدير بتاعك في الشغل مش بيجي يقول لك أسراره ولا هو بيفكر في إيه. الأب بيجي يعمل كده مع ابنه لما يبقى الأب فرحان بابنه, يشاركه ويقول له how he thinks. When God is pleased, he dwells among them and goes before them in the way he chooses for them. صدقوني, this would be enough reward. إن ربنا lives with me. God dwells in my home because this is a place where he finds rest for himself. If you think about it, أديكم مثال. Imagine إن سيدنا he says أنا هاجي ألوكيت في هيوستن وهاجي أقعد في بيت حد من الشعب الكنيسة. تخيلوا بقى لو هو قال أنا هاجي أقعد في بيت فلان ده، فلان ده هيحس بإيه؟ فرحان. فرحان ليه؟ هو سيدنا هدي لك حاجة؟ لا، بس why are you happy؟ Because he's going to be in my house. Because he finds my house pleasing, a place of comfort. Imagine God himself and think and ask, is my house a place of rest for God ولا لا؟ Is God welcomed in my house؟ هو هيبقى welcomed ازاي؟ I talk to him, I listen to him, I honor him in the house. Nothing said or seen that's not accepted by him. Period. Let us kida think if we are pleasing to him in our houses ولا لا. He blesses them with his peace and quiets them with his love. Allah لما يحل في بيت إنسان peace come with him and love come. This is something that's يعني without يعني you don't have to say it. And at the end he crowns and beautifies those who fear him with his salvation. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. God will save those people who are pleasing to him. النهاردة بنقول أن الله بيسر بخائفيه. Let us all كده ask ourselves, how much do I care about what he feels? Do I regard his feeling? Well, all the relationship is business. Let me avoid your wrath and wait for your reward, period. Nothing more. I do not want to get involved in any kind of personal relationship with you. If we fear him, if we trust in him, if we walk with him with a straight heart, definitely he will be delighted. And this is enough for the people who really care and love him. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.